Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of the week and really the end of our ropes. And as much as we love our jobs, we want to keep them, but we want to talk honestly about them. So we're going to use pseudonyms so we can keep our jobs throughout all of this. Before we go anywhere, I'd like to thank all of the Patreons out there who help support our podcast for as little as $5 a month. You can get access to all kinds of extra episodes, bonus episodes, all kinds of crazy stuff. So first, let me do a big shout out to all of our Patreons. I thank Kristen G, Sarah B, Regina B, Anna L, Josie S, Kate C, Sam B, India G, Lucy P, Mary E, Jamie B, Hope H, Aaron D, Kristen W, Vanessa J, Mary C, Haley M, Barry N, Rylan L, Catherine S, Perla C, Kelsey W, RJR, Kara T, Kristen C, Amanda T, Johanna H, Tony Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Lisa S, Casey B, and Sarah N. Oh, I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Ludlam Dramatics. That's right, Ludlam Dramatics. They are purveyors and makers and creators of amazing, beautiful educational theater classroom posters. If you're a theater teacher or know one in your building, you must go to Ludlam Dramatics. They have over 40 different educational high-quality posters and other resources that you can hang up in your room whenever you're allowed back in it, when the disease is over. I also like to thank all of my friends. If you have anything out there you would like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook or reach us through the contact page of our very own website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com, where you can also get access to buy shirts, shot glasses, koozies, all kinds of Teacher Needs a Drink swag. Last but not least, if you get a chance, please leave a review and find one person in your building and tell them something you hear today. All right, my friends, enjoy episode 67.
In the middle of a punani right now.
That would be awesome.
We're in the middle of a pimp right now.
Oh,
we're in the middle of a Pinot Noir right now.
Yes, we are.
We are in the middle of a parallelogram, you guys.
Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with us today is the ever so bubbly Lucy Elaine.
I don't know where I'm going from here, but I promise it won't be boring.
And also with us today, with her lucky feet, Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Hello again.
Mm-hmm. And also COVID-free, but super, super hot with fever, Miss Shirley Temper.
I think you look great, Cap. As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
Yeah, wow. I've been marveling it up this last week or so.
Me too.
They're great kind of distraction positive movies. I mean, they're down sometimes, but I don't know. That's just kind of the right kind of distraction that I've needed during all the kind of craziness of this first week of school and first week of January.
Let me tell you, I was rewatching Endgame. And the stupid opening scene where the twin jet comes down, like where Captain Marvel brings Tony home and Pepper runs in his arms and hugs him, makes me cry every single time. And then I get angry because emotions are gross.
That's for someone who thinks emotions are gross, you seem to have a lot of them.
Look, I don't need your judgment.
They're like zits. Emotions are like zits. Sometimes we can't help when we get them, but they're still awful.
Aww, and they scar us.
Yeah. So, my friends, this is season two of the school year, and it's off to a start. I gotta say, I'm not ready. I brought the energy of kind of the week before Christmas to this first week of the semester when I should start off like laying things down, setting the rules. I was like, we're going to do this thing with a stuffed animal you can find in your room. So take 3 minutes to go find a stuffed animal in your house, then come back to your Zoom screen. And while I thought it was an entertaining lesson, it was not my best. And I was like, oh, shit, we need to up this game. I need to get my crap together. And I believe I can. But man, it's just hard to get back in the zone. I'm just not feeling it. How are you guys doing bouncing back or getting back into school this year?
So I am not done with my first semester yet. We still have this week and two more weeks after. So we broke for break at the 3 week. So I did not come back like ready to go. It was more like, fuck, because now the kids have had 2 weeks to forget everything and I'm really tired. And then I found out the reason I was exhausted is because I have flu B, thanks to my beautiful husband, Mr. Temper.
Black.
Right? But our flu has been super weird. We have been just kind of congested, but it's been primarily like fatigue at the ass, sore bodies, low-grade fevers occasionally, nothing in like the coughing, chest hurting thing, just a lot of, we just thought we were tired. And he found out he was exposed on Monday, so he went directly to get tested, and then he found out he had the flu, not COVID. And I was like, I think I'm getting sick, maybe it's just sympathy, and nope. And so this week has just, I've been off all week, but it's because your bitch had the flu.
Well, it's not funny. I'm sorry.
No, it is funny. It's really funny.
You need matzo ball.
It feels so dumb. Like, how punk rock do I have to be to not get COVID? I have to get the flu.
Yeah, you just got to keep your hands off your husband next time he's all snotty and gross.
He slept on the couch with a mask on.
You made him sleep on the couch?
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to get the flu. It did not end well.
I had another moment of kind of cracking up because they've got signs on the outside of our school, like on the doors going in, about symptoms of COVID, and it's stuff like headache, fatigue. And I'm like, how is that being different from being a teacher on any other day?
Surprising loose stools.
So, God, what?
Well, and I'll be honest, I assumed that I was having these horrible headaches for like 2 days. I assumed it was just stress because it's been a week and I just assumed I was tired because I was just getting back into the swing of things. It didn't feel like anything unusual.
That's the kicker about COVID, is that a lot of the symptoms are just normal kind of things. Like, I had a small, like, my sinuses hurt, but they hurt all the fucking time because I live in Texas and the pollen is killer and it's year round. And so I had the whole, is this COVID? It wasn't until Priscilla was falling down, but she tested negative. So I was like, oh, I'm just feeling stupid. But then I got sick for like 2.5 weeks. Say no to COVID. It's bad. Oh. It's bad. Lucille, how are you doing starting back?
It was like a real shit show the first day. So I went in with an attitude and I didn't leave my room or my chair. My feet was up. Like, I'm not even kidding. And I was just like getting emails. Like, I didn't finish X amount of hours of this and that. And I'm just like, F you, F this. Like it was not good. It was my first day back was not good. I did not have kids. So that's a plus because...
Okay, good. If your feet were up and you were telling everyone, fuck you, that's... Yeah. Even for us, that's crossing a line.
Yeah. It was just a bad attitude. I just wasn't having it. And then the second day was a little better and I ended the week on a good note.
You're not ready.
Yeah. No. Like, am I ever though? And that's the thing, is I had to like readjust my attitude because I had to go, okay, you are a professional. Like, you have a master's degree. You need to act like it. You know, I just didn't want to.
I think that's normal. We are in a fucked up pandemic, a fucked up world situation right now. And it's been kind of intense lately. I can tell just from like Utane, I did nothing but lay around and I don't even know what day it was. While that's relaxing, that's also kind of a symptom of, you know, being a little down,
Absolutely.
But I can't imagine going from that and just jumping into school and imagining, I mean, I know you didn't expect it to be perfect going in, but
I sure did not.
No, right now, I gotta say, for the first time in a while, I've given serious consideration to not teaching. I don't think I'm gonna leave. I think this is truly a situational thing. This just hasn't been fun or pleasant. But the one thing I am reminding myself, because I am in it for the semester, I need job, I need money. Money helps me buy things and keep a roof over my head. Digital teaching, which really is the bane of my existence right now, because I teach subjects that are not really, don't really lend themselves well to, you know, Zoom meetings. I just have to keep reminding myself, this is not forever. This is temporary. Mm-hmm. There's a good chance even by the end of spring, we could all be back, and who knows. But I believe by next year, things will be more close to a normal school year. And that makes me like, okay, I can just survive this fucked up period and then move on. Just keep marching. But I totally get it for anyone who's ready just to jump ship. Because, man, there have been several times like, what am I doing? Why am I doing? This is not this is not what I was trained to do, but it's not what any of us was trained to do. This is not best practice.
I am there with you. In fact, when I started to think about switching careers, it was actually a year ago. And I was like, oh, am I just saying this? Or is it something I really want to do? Am I just saying this? Or is it just a feeling right now? And I had to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then when we had that 9 weeks of complete like bullshit, like complete and utter chaos of we don't know what we're doing, but we're expected to teach online. That's when I had some real serious like thoughts to myself, and I readjusted my resume and it's there in case I need it. And every day I'm kind of like, I might get closer to this leaving. I think I'm ready to jump. So I feel you, like it is a real thing.
So this is from the Teacher Needs a Drink Facebook contact page. We've got one. Hi guys, my name is Miss ABC and I started listening to your podcast last month and I love you guys so much. Well, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I am currently a student teacher in Oregon in a fourth grade class. We have been in distance learning since school started. We are hoping after the new year we will go hybrid, but I'm struggling with trying to make connections with my students since we don't see each other face to face, and trying to instruct lessons has been hard. What advice would you give student teachers this year since we are all facing distance learning this year? And what teaching strategies would you suggest doing that might work for online teaching? Thank you guys so much. P.S. Love you all so much.
Aww. Oh my gosh.
We love you too, Miss ABC.
Yeah. We're best friends now. We're best friends.
Yep.
So especially after talking about how some of us are considering quitting because we hate online teaching, let's give some advice. Positive advice that I can give you is from watching my daughter, who's 7 years old, with her virtual teacher who she has never met, yet she is somehow in love with. Oh, you're fourth grade. It's elementary. I mean, it's a couple years up from her. She's second. But the teacher spends a lot of time just talking about what she's doing in herself. She gives lots of tours of her classroom and say, oh, this thing on my desk behind me. And she'll talk about this doodad that's been behind just to give a little more insight by sharing just stuff you have around. That's a good insight to you. And also, even though it's fourth grade, they're not too young to or old to show and tell, where if they want to get some things from their class or from their house, especially if it's virtual, and show and tell you something about it, I think that would go a long way. Do you guys have any suggestions of things that might work, help connect with students that you've only met online?
I think this is probably the best year to learn how to teach. I think that with these unprecedented times, especially being a young person, hopefully with better insight into technology than me, who's been doing this for a long time, I know it sucks, but think about, you know, talk about baptism by fire. And yeah, this is the hardest thing you will ever do. This part right here. So if this is your training ground, just think about how from here on out, it's going to be so much better, so much better. And you are going to get this wealth of knowledge about Zoom and all these technical things on the interwebs that you can possibly use once you are face to face. And I wouldn't stress too much about this year and just try to absorb as much of the technology as you can, because that's what's really going to help you in the future.
Very good. No, that's good. It's kind of like New York. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And if you can survive the pandemic, you can probably teach just about anything.
Remember in the before times for job interviews and resumes and stuff, they always wanted to know about your experience with technology and how you incorporate technology into the classroom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We got that on lock now, y'all. It's not going to be a problem ever again. Okay, this is from the Teacher Needs a Drink website, from Miss Frizzled. My husband and I both teach high school at separate schools in separate districts. I love, love, love my district. My husband's, however, is the opposite. His admin has told him not to PLC with other teachers. He's the only one that teaches his particular subject. So he sits alone in his room most of the time. When he gets observed, his admin always leaves him with a laundry list of grows and no glows. Mm. He has gotten in trouble for his low attendance rates this year of all years. They throw things at him last minute and then schedule these punitive Zoom meetings to discuss how he screwed them up. He's constantly under fire for something. It's awful. So I have two questions. First, what advice would you give my husband? He's definitely looking to move districts, but is super concerned about what his current district will say about him if a potential employer comes calling. Second, how would y'all go about keeping someone you care about, care deeply about, mentally sane in this situation? I try to listen and talk as much as I can, but it feels like that's not enough. It's emotionally exhausting. And I'm not going to lie, there's guilt in feeling happy at my district while he's so miserable. Thanks in advance for your help, y'all. I love the show.
That's a tough one.
That's a pickle.
That's what I was thinking, literally. Was that's a pickle.
I'm Pickle Rick, man. Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick.
First of all, that sucks. It really sucks when someone you love is hurting and in a really shitty situation. Being a guy, I'm like, I want to give advice and fix everything. And while I believe talking and doing all that stuff helps, I think this seems like a situation where your husband needs to find a new school. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's high school, so there might not be a lot of high schools in the area. And I don't want to feel like, I feel like all my advice today has been go leave, go somewhere else. But I'm not telling him to leave teaching. I feel like just if you're in a shitty situation, sometimes you and admin just do not get along or do not jive. It could be a reason. There might be no reason at all. Sometimes people just don't click. And while it really, really sucks, hopefully he can get out before this admin like fucks up his teaching career. I would just be reassuring and then maybe just offer pause like, hey, what would you want to try something else? Want to try this school? Hey, have you ever thought about teaching middle school? Want to do elementary? They always need more men in elementary. Miss Bunny?
Maybe saying something that you already know, Miss Frazzled, but he really needs to talk to his union or professional organization.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Really sounds like it could be bordering on a hostile work environment situation.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And retaliation, yep.
Yeah, especially if they're telling him not to PLC with a, like, if they're trying to, because I've been in that situation for most of my career where I'm the only person that teaches my subject on my campus, and I have never been told not to collaborate with other teachers. Yeah. Or not to talk to other teachers or, you know, work, like, try to find common ground and try to discuss. Like, I've never been told not to collaborate with other teachers. So that raised a red flag for me, that bit right there.
Good catch, Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So definitely talk to your professional organization or your union if you have one of those. Possibly if his admin doesn't like him that much, they may be happy to write
help him along.
Referral and, you know, then they can bring in somebody that they like.
Mm-hmm. But
I've heard of admin doing the thing where they're not going to fire someone, but they'll damn well make their job as hard as fuck until they quit on their own. I'll give them these duties. I'll give them the biggest classes. I'll make sure that things are just inconvenient. Nothing that's, you know, illegal, but just shit that's just crappy.
I've been in that situation.
I've seen that repeatedly. Yeah. So that's a real thing.
An admin you want to work for.
No.
Exactly. And I think there's also something that you can use here, Ms. Frizzled, since you do work in another district, he can say, you know, oh, it's nothing personal. My wife and I just, you know, are trying to get into the same school district so that we can have the same schedule and the same, you know, calendar. And you can kind of make it like, oh, it's a thing for my family rather than you people suck and I want out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for something closer to where we live, or I'm looking for, you know, trying to get in my wife's district. And then as far as holding him up, I would say look into therapy. I don't say that lightly because I am in therapy myself. I have a wonderful therapist who's a retired school counselor. So she speaks the language and it's amazing. It's delightful. That's an extra emotional load for you. And it may not be a bad idea to give him an additional stress release valve that he can, you know, talk to somebody who might be able to then also give him some ideas about, you know, strategies and communication and conflict resolution or whatever with his admin. But then last but not least, I would say also just make sure that you're affirming him every chance you get in other areas outside of school, like
the bedroom.
I mean,
Elvis
said it.
You know
me,
what? That's a great tension reliever. I mean,
oh my God, it's not episode 69 yet. Calm down.
Oh my
Shirley.
God.
I've actually been in that situation before where I've had a really unsupportive administrator who was actively trying to get rid of me, who was actively trying to alienate me. And I wrote it out because I knew it was temporary, but that's me. But I'm going to absolutely reinforce everything that Bunny said. You need to talk to either your union, your teacher organization. He needs to be documenting everything, saving all his communication. He needs to document every walkthrough, every time he, you know, every time he is alone in a PLC, you know, open up a Google Doc, timestamp it. Additionally, I agree, talk to a counselor, encourage him to get some mental support somewhere else. But also, I don't want you to feel like you have to diminish your happiness with your job, because if he's any kind of partner, he's going to celebrate that for you.
Hey guys, guess what?
Huh.
We have a Patreon!
You filthy liar.
It's so true. For as little as $5, you get bonus episodes. You get bonus episodes, extra content, interviews with the staff. There's all kinds of stuff on there. There's like us making me do the Harry Potter sorting house quiz, because I had no idea what the fuck that was.
There's my boob story at Old Navy.
There's the story of Miss Temper's boobs. There's all kinds of... There's a whole segment on... Turd Ferguson's quite hilarious of him having to pass his stone between classes because it was too damn hard to get a sub because of the pandemic. It's actually kind of funny in a sad way. But that's all on the Patreon. So, I mean, for $5 a month, and there's new content coming all the time. And you can get killed by Bunny O'Hare when you play Among Us with us, because Bunny O'Hare kills everybody. She is merciless. So anyway, guys, go there now. Woo! Yeah! Yeah. Imagine that you and this person experienced a harrowing event together when your relationship was the tightest and most intense. The event was a natural disaster where both of you believed you were likely to die, and in the darkest possible moment, you made a pact to take care of each other, no matter what. But the disaster passed, and you both survived unharmed. Life returned to normal, and you eventually lost touch. 20 years pass. This person contacts you unexpectedly and explains that they are suffering from a painful terminal illness. They ask you to assist with their suicide, citing the pact you made in the midst of this bygone traumatic event. What do you tell them, and what do you do? Lucille, your hand
was
up first.
Absolutely. I am there, and I am so for that. I will be a Kevorkian if I have to be. I think that's a choice anyway. Like, I think if people are suffering from terminal illnesses and whatnot, and that's their choice because they're the only one that can feel that and make that decision. Yes, I will hold their hand. I will do whatever they want, and I will assist in any way I can.
I feel like I can't argue with that argument.
It is a no-brainer.
I would find them and be like, I would be your father figure, but your little... I'm sorry, I am as fuck. Okay, anyone else have thoughts? Shirley?
No, I would not. I would not help.
Oh.
No, I'm not comfortable with it.
Fair enough. Bunny?
It's a real dilemma because I think ethically I am not opposed to letting people make their own end-of-life decisions, but I don't know if I would have the intestinal fortitude to be the one to do it. Like, I support that person's right to make that decision and do whatever actions they need to do to leave this world in peace. But I don't know if I would have the strength to be the one.
I'm with Lucille, but different folks, different reasoning, and fair enough.
Different folks, different strokes.
Anyway, so my friends, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I hope everyone out there is holding strong. It's a crazy world, but it really won't take much to make it better. And we can help each other and help make things better for everyone around us. So do the best you can. Kind gestures, just do what you can, and please take care of yourself. I'd like to thank my host for joining me, Miss Lucy Elaine. It was wonderful having you.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
It was fantastic. And Miss Bunny O'Hare, I'm so happy to have your lucky feet here.
My feet, rabbit feet.
My feet and I are happy to be back.
And also with us, I'd like to thank my backup host, the best in the business, Miss Shirley Temper.
That is America's ass.
Well, my friends, please take care of yourselves. Make sure you don't just suffer in silence or suffer alone. There's lots of people, and you are not alone. Make sure you put the oxygen mask on yourself before tending those around you. And best of all, take deep drinks and deep breaths, everybody. Cheers!
Woo! Cheers!
My friends, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics and all of our friends at Patreon. Thank you, guys. I'd like, pardon me, a little bit of COVID left over there. I'd give a big thanks to all my other guests, my other hosts today, Miss Shirley Temper, Miss Bunny O'Hare, and Miss Lucille Lane, and Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all of this. Guys, enjoy yourselves, take a break, things are gonna get better. It just takes some time, and it won't take much. Cheers, my friends. And while that doesn't necessarily bond you to the students, that at least gives them a little more interest in, what's the word I'm saying, not insert into you, insight.
Insight.
It gives you it lets the students insert you.
Yeah, that's a different episode.
You're arrested for that, man.
I'll finish this. But this is episode 67 we're recording right now. So that means we're gonna have episode 69 in a few weeks.
Dibs.
And I want to just talk about sex shit the whole time.
Okay.
Oh God.
I mean, not like sex with students, but you know, just all the stuff.
I hope not.
I was about to say the hell.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Oh my God. Yes, we know our stance, and we will share that again. And Bunny, you will say that exact same sound bite, and it will be beautiful. But anyway, 69. It's going to be fun. It could even just be about immaturity.